House Valens ghosts in the wind. House Valens ghosts in the wind. The wind carried the faint whisper of a melody on its way through the narrow alleys of Elgoroth, a city built on the principles of balance and restraint. It was a sound Aethera had heard before, but it never failed to make her skin prickle with unease. She quickened her pace, weaving through the crowds of citizens going about their daily business. The melody seemed to be drawing her towards the ashen roads, where the city's underbelly whispered secrets in the dark. As a member of House Valen, Aethera had been taught to recognize the subtle signs of trouble, the faint tremble of a nervous heartbeat, the flicker of a guilty conscience, or the cadence of a whispered incantation. The melody was none of these, it was something more insidious. It wove itself into the fabric of the city's soundscape, a siren's call to those attuned to its frequency. Aethera ducked into a narrow passageway between two shops, using the shadows to conceal herself as she listened intently. The melody grew louder, and she sensed it was not just a simple tune, it was a thread of dark magic, one that wove itself through the city's very essence. Her hand instinctively went to the knife at her belt. Valen's teachings had ingrained in her the importance of being prepared for the shadows. She followed the melody to an abandoned house on the outskirts of Elgoroth, its windows like empty eyes staring back at her. The front door hung crookedly on its hinges, as if it had been kicked open with force. Aethera approached cautiously, her footsteps echoing off the walls. Inside, she found a young woman huddled in the corner, surrounded by candles that cast flickering shadows on the walls. The woman's eyes were sunken, her skin sallow. She seemed to be under some kind of enchantment. The melody pulsed from her lips, as if she was being used as a conduit for the dark magic. Aethera recognized the incantation. It was an ancient one, tied to the long-lost art of the Broken Writ. She knew that House Valen's agents had been monitoring its resurgence, but no one had anticipated this. With a silent prayer to the night-forged gods, Aethera crept closer, her hand on the hilt of her knife. The air grew thick with the weight of consequence. She felt it like a shroud settling over the city. She needed to act quickly and carefully, for the cost of disrupting this incantation would be steep. The woman's eyes fluttered open, and Aethera caught a glimpse of desperation there. In that moment, she made her decision, not to cut the thread or silence the melody outright, but to weave in a new one, one that would guide the magic back into balance. The cost would be hers to bear, a weight she'd have to carry for the years to come. With a soft rustle of fabric, Aethera began to sing her own counter-melody, weaving it with threads of memory and experience. The city's magic responded sluggishly at first, then slowly, as if it had been awakened from a deep slumber. The woman's eyes cleared, and she sat up, confusion and fear replacing the vacant expression. As Aethera finished her incantation, the melody in the woman's voice faltered and died. The dark magic receded, leaving an oppressive silence in its wake. The woman stared at Aethera with a mixture of gratitude and unease, for she knew what it meant to be touched by Valen's influence. Aethera nodded solemnly, her work was done here. She backed away from the abandoned house, allowing herself one last glance at the cityscape. In the stillness that followed, Elgoroth seemed a little less wretched, and she knew it would take years for her to truly see its ghosts in the wind, to understand what lay beneath the surface of this balance-obsessed world. As Aethera vanished into the crowd, the melody began anew, faintly at first, but growing stronger with each passing heartbeat. The woman's eyes lingered on Aethera's retreating back before snapping into focus as she stood up, her movements slow and deliberate. She took a few tentative steps towards the door, her gaze flicking around the room as if searching for something or someone. The air was heavy with the scent of smoke and stale air, and Aethera could sense the weight of neglect bearing down on this abandoned house. The woman's hand hovered over the threshold, then recoiled as if burned by an unseen flame. She took a deep breath, her shoulders sagging beneath the weight of her own doubts. Aethera watched from the shadows, weighing the cost of making contact. Would it be too much for either of them? For one moment, their gazes met across the street, and Aethera felt the threads of Valen's influence reach out to snag at the other woman's psyche. Aethera turned away, disappearing into the crowd with a practiced ease that belied her growing unease. She'd expected this reaction. The touch of House Valen's shadow was never an easy thing to bear. For a few moments, she lost herself in the winding alleys and market stalls of El'Goroth, but the melody lingered in her mind like a specter, reminding her that there were more whispers to heed, more threads to weave. The city seemed to be unraveling at its very seams, an ether anew she couldn't keep running from it. The streets shifted around her as she walked, buildings morphing into familiar landmarks and then blurring together in a kaleidoscope of stone and mortar. She navigated by habit, drawn towards the Valen estate like a moth to flame, but there was no comfort waiting for her within its walls. Her father's presence still echoed through the halls, a phantom weight that bore down on her like a shroud. And now, with the resonance of the incantation lingering in her mind, Aethera felt the edges of Valen's domain stirring, growing restless. In the depths of the estate's garden, where moonlight filtered through trellises and trained vines, Aethera found herself alone. She leaned against a moss-covered stone bench, letting the cool night air seep into her bones as she replayed the events at the abandoned house. Her hands instinctively moved to weave an imaginary pattern of threads, weighing the cost of what she'd done. The resonance of the incantation still clung to her like a bad omen. The woman's face lingered in her mind's eye, a map of desperation etched into her features. The bench creaked beneath Aethera as she shifted her weight, the sound carrying through the darkness. Shadows danced across the walls, as if responding to some unheard command, and for an instant, she swore she saw the outline of a figure watching from the trellis above, eyes like moonlit voids sucking in all light. The moment passed, leaving Aethera to wonder if it was just her own reflection staring back at her, distorted by the night. But the melody still lingered, and this time, it was no mere echo. The melody swelled, a mournful whisper that seemed to carry on the wind. Aethera's heart quickened as she recognized the threads of an ancient hymn, one used in the old rituals of House Valen. She felt the darkness stir within her, a presence that had been quiet for so long, and it responded to the summons with a hunger that made her blood run cold. She pushed away from the bench, her feet carrying her towards the heart of the estate without conscious thought. The shadows deepened around her as she walked, like sentinels guarding secrets they'd rather keep hidden. Aethera navigated the familiar paths by feel, her hand brushing against the walls as if seeking reassurance that the world was still anchored in place. In the grand hall, torches flickered to life as she entered, casting a macabre glow on the faces of the portraits hung upon the walls. Her father's portrait loomed above the fireplace, its eyes seeming to follow her every step, and for an instant, Aethera felt the presence stir within her, responding to the summons. She pushed the feeling down hard as she descended into the depths of the estate. In the great library, where dusty tomes lined shelves that stretched like sentinels towards the vaulted ceiling, Aethera found the source of the melody, a young novice, huddled over an open book with eyes fixed on the page as if willing the words to change. The air was heavy with the scent of old parchment and decay, and the threads of dark magic were woven through the pages like a crimson undertow. The novice's head jerked up, her eyes locking onto Aethera's, and for an instant, they just stared at each other, the only sound the soft rustle of the leaves as the wind outside seeped into the room. Then, the novice spoke in a voice barely above a whisper, "You've heard it too, haven't you?" The novice's words hung in the air like a challenge, and Aethera felt the darkness within her stir once more, its presence growing more insistent with each passing heartbeat. She took a step forward, her eyes never leaving the young woman's face, and for an instant, she thought she saw a flicker of recognition there, as if they shared a secret that no one else in El'Goroth knew. "Aethera Valen," the novice said, her voice still barely above a whisper. "I've been searching for you." The words were laced with an undercurrent of desperation, and Aethera's grip on her own magic tightened as she sensed the novice was not speaking solely from fear, but from a sense of hope. She crossed the room, the shadows deepening around her like a shroud, until she stood beside the novice, who looked up at her with eyes that seemed to hold the weight of the world. "It's started again," the novice said, her voice cracking as she spoke the words. The threads are unraveling, I can feel it. And I saw something in the book. Aethera's eyes darted towards the open tome on the desk, the pages rustling in the silence like a chorus of whispers. The young woman's eyes followed her gaze, and for an instant, they both leaned forward as if drawn into the depths of the book itself. Aethera felt at first a jolt of recognition that shot through her like a bolt of lightning on a stormy night. This was no ordinary book. Its pages held secrets that had been hidden for generations, secrets that only a select few were meant to know. And one of them, at least, seemed to be watching from the shadows. Aethera's eyes narrowed as she sensed the presence stir within her, responding to the summons like a beast awakened from a deep slumber. Aethera's eyes locked onto the open book, her mind racing to comprehend the significance of what she saw. The pages seemed to be shifting, revealing images that danced like wisps of smoke in a fire, ancient rituals, forgotten incantations, and cryptic symbols that made no sense to her untrained eyes. The novice's hand grasped hers, cold fingers intertwining with hers as if seeking an anchor against the turmoil brewing within. "I saw it in the margins," the young woman whispered, her voice trembling like a leaf in autumn gusts. "A name, Erebus, and a warning, etched into the binding itself. The words seemed to sear themselves into my mind, where shadows dance, darkness falls." Aethera's thoughts reeled as she tried to connect the fragments of information, her heart pounding like a drum in her chest. In the flickering torchlight, the novice's face seemed to be shifting, reflecting the shadows on the walls. Aethera's grip on her hand tightened, her eyes never leaving the book as if trying to understand the depths of the secrets hidden within its pages. The air was heavy with an unspoken understanding. They were both drawn into this mystery, each connected by a thread that neither could see. Without a word, Aethera pulled the novice to her feet, the movement almost instinctual as she guided her towards the door. They navigated the dark corridors, the only sound their footsteps and the creaking of the wooden floorboards beneath their weight. The torches seemed to be watching them, their flames dancing like sentinels guarding ancient secrets. In the grand hall, Aethera slowed, her eyes rising to meet the portrait above the fireplace. For an instant, she thought she saw a flicker of movement as if the painting itself was shifting, responding to their presence. The air seemed charged with anticipation, heavy with the weight of what they were about to discover. As they entered the gallery, Aethera's eyes scanned the collection of portraits that lined the walls, each one a reminder of her family's history and legacy. The flames from the grand hall danced across the faces, casting an eerie glow on their expressions, serene, stoic, and unyielding. She felt a shiver run down her spine as she spotted the portrait of her mother, her eyes seeming to hold a hint of sorrow that Aethera couldn't quite place. The novice followed her gaze, and for an instant, they both stood frozen, transfixed by the image. "It's been hidden," the novice whispered, her voice barely audible above the creaking of the wooden floorboards. "The name Erebus, it's been erased from the records, excised from the very fabric of our history." Aethera's grip on her hand tightened as she absorbed the weight of these words, her mind racing to comprehend the extent of the secret they'd stumbled upon. They moved deeper into the gallery, their footsteps echoing off the stone walls, until they stood before a portrait that made Aethera's heart skip a beat, her grandfather, his eyes seeming to watch her with an unyielding intensity. The novice's hand slipped from hers as she approached the portrait, her fingers trailing along the frame as if searching for something hidden. "He was the one," she whispered, her voice trembling like a leaf in autumn gusts. "Your grandfather, he was the one who first spoke of Erebus, who delved into the shadows to uncover secrets that should have remained buried." Aethera felt a shiver run down her spine as she recognized the look on her grandfather's face, a mix of fascination and trepidation, as if he'd gazed into the very depths of madness. The silence between them grew, heavy with anticipation, until Aethera spoke in a voice barely above a whisper, "What did he find?" The novice's eyes met hers, filled with a mixture of fear and determination. "He found that Erebus was not just a name, but a doorway, a gateway to realms beyond our own, realms where shadows ruled supreme. Aethera's heart pounded like a drum in her chest as she grasped the implications, her mind reeling with the thought of an entire realm existing beyond the boundaries of their world. The portrait above the firebase seemed to loom over them, its eyes burning with an otherworldly intensity that made her skin crawl. The air was thick with unspoken words, the weight of their discovery hanging like a challenge in the balance. Aethera felt the presence within her stirring once more, responding to the summons as if drawn into this mystery by some unseen force. She took a step back, her eyes scanning the gallery as if searching for answers among the portraits that seemed to hold secrets and stories she couldn't quite decipher. The novice's hand grasped hers once more, their fingers intertwining like anchor chains holding fast against the turmoil brewing within. Together, they stood frozen, poised on the threshold of a secret that threatened to shatter the very foundations of House Valen. As they stood there, the silence was broken by the soft creaking of the wooden floorboards beneath their feet, a sound that seemed to echo through the halls like a warning. The portraits seemed to watch them with an unblinking gaze, as if waiting for the moment when they would uncover the truth hidden within their own reflections. Aethera's eyes never left the portrait as she felt the presence within her stir once more, its power surging like a tempest in her veins. The novice's grip on her hand tightened, their fingers intertwining in a silent understanding. They were not alone in this moment. There was something watching them from the shadows, something that had been waiting for Aethera to discover the truth. The air in the gallery seemed to thicken, heavy with an unspoken weight, as they stood before her grandfather's portrait. The eyes of the other Valen ancestors appeared to be watching them, their expressions stern and unyielding. It was as if the very foundations of House Valen were stirring from a deep slumber, awakened by Aethera's presence in this moment. The novice leaned closer, her breath whisper soft against Aethera's ear. "What did your grandfather find, exactly?" Her voice barely reached Aethera's ears, but it was enough to snap the novice back into focus. Aethera took a deep breath, her mind racing with the implications of what they'd discovered so far. She recalled her grandfather's words, spoken around the dinner table, of dark energies that lurked beyond the veil, waiting for the unwary. "I think he found a doorway," she whispered back, her eyes fixed on the portrait above the firebase. "A gateway to realms where shadows rule." The novice's grip on her hand tightened further, as if sensing the fear growing within Aethera. For an instant, the two women seemed to be one, their hearts pounding in tandem like a single drumbeat. Without warning, the portraits in the gallery flickered, their eyes seeming to flash with a brief, unworldly light. The air in the room rippled, heavy with an unseen power that made Aethera's skin crawl. In this moment, it was as if they were no longer in the manor house at all. They stood at the threshold of a realm beyond their own, where shadows danced like living things. "SHH," the novice whispered, her fingers digging into Aethera's hand. "Listen." And then, in an instant, there was silence, the kind of stillness that follows a storm. The portraits returned to their usual poses, their eyes steady and unyielding once more. The air seemed to return to its natural rhythm, and Aethera felt her breath come back into her chest. But they both knew they'd crossed a threshold, stepped beyond the boundaries of what was expected. In this moment, House Valen's ghosts in the wind stirred, their whispers rising like a sigh on the wind. The air remained heavy, charged with the weight of their discovery, as Aethera's mind struggled to comprehend the scope of what they'd uncovered. She felt the presence within her stirring once more, responding to the power that lingered in the room like a tangible mist. The novice's grip on her hand tightened, a silent warning not to let go. "We need to leave," the novice whispered, her eyes darting towards the door as if searching for an escape from the secrets that hung in the air. Aethera hesitated, her gaze fixed on the portrait above the fireplace, its eyes seeming to burn with an otherworldly intensity. She felt a shiver run down her spine as she recalled the words of her grandfather, spoken around the dinner table, "The veil is thin, Aethera. We walk on the edge of the void." As if sensing her reluctance, the novice's hand tightened around hers once more. Together, they turned towards the door, their footsteps echoing off the stone walls as they made their way back through the gallery. The portraits seemed to watch them leave, their eyes following the women like cold, unyielding weights. Aethera felt a sense of trepidation build in her chest, as if she'd unleashed something that couldn't be contained. As they reached the door, the novice paused, her hand still entwined with Aethera's. "We'll need to be careful," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the creaking of the wooden floorboards beneath their feet. "Whatever your grandfather found, it's been hidden for a reason." Aethera nodded, her mind racing with questions and fears. But before she could respond, the novice pushed open the door, revealing a long, dark corridor beyond. The soft glow from the sconces lining the walls cast eerie shadows on the floor as they stepped out into the corridor. The air was heavy with dust and the scent of old books, and Aethera felt her heart pounding in her chest like a drumbeat. She glanced back at the door behind them, wondering if it would remain closed, sealing the secrets within. But as she turned to follow the novice, she noticed something that made her heart skip a beat, a faint line etched into the wall near the portrait gallery, almost imperceptible in the flickering light. "It's there," Aethera whispered, her finger tracing the thin line on the wall. The novice followed her gaze, their eyes scanning the marks with an intensity that bordered on fear. "What is it?" Aethera asked, her voice barely above a whisper. The novice hesitated before responding, their words barely audible over the pounding of Aethera's heart. "It looks like a message,"